UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If a guy retweets Larry Vaught,
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's not going to Ohio State. He's going to Kentucky.
And James Strebel.
So that, and then I was like, y'all want to do it? Let's do it. Let's go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Thing is, Kentucky has to get all their shots in on Louisville right now because they know that their success against Louisville in this rivalry is extremely temporary. And so they're doing everything they can to get it in right now.
Oh, yeah, that's how we start a rainy Wednesday, a rainy hump day. Every day is hump day in the Strebel household, though. Hey, what's going on, James? I'm Andy Sweeney. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
And we got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680, 105.7, the ESPN Louisville app, ESPNLouisville.com. On my sheet, here is what I have. Here it is. I want you, here is what is on the sound sheet today.
Oh boy.
As we set things up. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
By the way, you look like an assistant high school football coach right now.
Yeah.
You need to take a picture of you. You look like you, who's maroon and white?
This is actually, this came from Bellarmine.
Oh, nice. That's old then, or did you just buy that?
No, this is older. This was.
That's old school Adidas.
It is. It's
nice.
It was given to me by the husband of the former assistant to the athletic director at Bellarmine.
What a crappy story to lead today's
yes,
show.
There
wow,
you go.
I didn't know it had such a heartfelt, momentous thing in your life. So there it is. There is James Strebel, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Are you ready for this? Options today.
I'm ready. I'm bracing myself.
Strebel teaches algebra.
Okay.
Call the Grossmans? Question mark.
Yes.
The Murray Minute.
Yes.
Intern Green says thank you to his IU professors.
I personally can't wait for that one.
And then these three: Diener sound, Lock sound, Blankenbaker sound. That's today.
All right.
You understand?
Yes.
It's hot and heavy today as we are self-involved. as we will talk sports today, college football in disarray. We'll talk about it, or maybe not. We'll talk about it with Pat Forte of Sports Illustrated at about 4 o'clock. I do want to get into that. Yet another, I think this was, oh, and I can't remember because Locke yells and screams about this. and you actually did hear 4 or 5 minutes of Locke today. You
I did.
Quit listening because you get so bothered by his anti-UK rhetoric.
Sometimes,
you get
yes.
very upset
yes.
At him. But Louisville favored in the Governor's Cup. Another number coming out.
Yeah, four,
four
points,
and a half. There's a couple
half.
Different ones now out.
Mm-hmm.
So we may get into that. ESPN has a list that has made Rick Bozich angry. We will definitely get into that with
that.
Our guy Rick Bozich. And then I need Mitch's help here. Because Matt Painter, who is a gas bag blowhard now, and I didn't know that about Matt Painter.
No kidding.
But Matt Painter has went on a perfect marriage. Matt Painter has went on with Dockich today and roasted the guys that are leaving the Purdue program, which is an odd way to get players by crapping on them,
yes.
Verbally crapping on them. If you physically did that, that also would be a way to keep elite players away from West Lafayette.
Might have some more issues there.
And so,
legal issues.
And so I don't know if we got that sound. I don't know if we want to play that sound. I don't know if it's scrubbed, if the podcast of Dockages has been scrubbed, which is so often the case.
That's what I've been battling with for the past 45 minutes.
To ensure he doesn't get sued or the station. So where are we as Matt Painter took a verbal dump on Matt Harms and somebody else? So that's what we'll get to, how college football and the disarray could affect the local teams. I definitely want to get into that. I continue to put the NCAA on a time clock. Olivier Saar, it's now been, what, 8-9 days?
Yep.
Let's get it done. And like I said, Pat Forty going to join us. And then I'm going to ask this just because we're clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, you have any idea if Ennis is in today at 5 o'clock?
No.
Okay.
There we go.
And this is probably mad at me because I didn't find this Matt Painter sound he was wanting really bad.
Oh, well, doesn't he have a producer?
Oh, yeah, Pat was cutting up Vince. I was like, I went up.
Vince Tyree had two clips worth using.
I thought it was going to be a lot more important than what it actually was.
Well, he can't say anything. Vince Tyree did a teleconference, and they let the new golf coach.
Yes.
They let the new golf coach talk for 2 minutes, and then Cameron Teague was asking questions, and I'm like, stop asking, Cameron. We love you. Stop it. Kent Taylor and his fake takes about recruiting golf in the state of Kentucky. Stop! Get to Vince Tyree talking NCAA, the future of college football, whatever it may be. And so there was obviously a little, and that's something that I want to talk about is college football keeps telling us, oh, it's science is going to make this decision. Does anyone believe that? Is the SEC going to let Dr. Fauci make a decision on their sport, or are they going to make a decision? Boy, I tell you, I've heard a lot of that. Well, it's going to be up to the science. Okay, and what if the science says, yeah, you're not playing this year, and all of that money is not happening? And so I mean, we are choosing, in some areas, money over health. That's not a hot take. We do that all the time in different ways. And so I definitely want to get to that. But, Mitch, you have now listened to this interview. Was it scrubbed?
I found everything except for one quote. I don't know the blame the guy who wrote the transcript of the podcast and just put the quote in the wrong place.
Okay, so what's the money quote that we are trying to get that was in the story? Is it the one that I tweeted out that if you leave early, you're not a Boilermaker for life?
It's the one. Yes.
What a crappy thing to pick to be for life.
It's the one that's been going all over Twitter. You might have gotten your degree from Purdue, but you're not a Boilermaker if you walk out the door in the end. I searched for that quote for 45 minutes in this 30-minute interview, and I cannot find it.
Is this what you're looking for? So why is my wife decides at 3 o'clock that now is now don't talk about me on the radio. Don't talk about me on the radio. Well, then get out of here. We're doing a show. Round Daddy's giving a take here in a second.
You're my Adidas jacket.
What am I doing? Boy, that jacket. It's a little tight.
Yeah, well, when I stand up, it's not too bad.
Okay.
I look scrunched up because I'm sitting down. That's my excuse.
Save that for the mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
So that is where we start today. So how you doing? Everything good, Round Daddy?
Yeah,
everything's good.
I enjoyed you infiltrating Lock Show today.
I do that nearly every day. I know you don't listen.
But today was good because we had prancing and jumping and horses that you two were discussing. I found that to be delightful.
Mitch, here's what I want to know before we dive into hardcore sports radio here on The Take on ESPN 680. And at some point, we do need to find out, A, if Mark Ennis is mad at you, and B, is he going to join the show today?
Yes.
Just so I know, because Round Daddy has to leave at, 5:15, 5:20?
About, yes.
Tell the people what you have to do. I'm going to sound like a bad guy here, so go ahead.
That's fine.
Explain to everyone what you're doing so I can be the bad guy.
Since we don't have a graduation for our eighth graders, we're going to do like a drive-through thing for their family, so their family can, you know, clap for them and recognize them because they did graduate eighth grade, and we don't know if they're going to have an actual official graduation. So that's what we're going to do today, and I have to go and be a part of that.
And do you think this is a good idea?
Yeah.
Like, do you have any decision? Like, if you said, guys, do we really need to do this? Is that something they would listen to you on?
Absolutely, they'd listen to me.
Yes. Well, you should. Because I am anti eighth grade graduation.
Yeah, eighth grade, really.
Thank you.
Like that's what the high school graduation did. That had a parade and stuff. But
absolutely,
eighth grade.
So you need to leave here today, mm-hmm. so a bunch of cars can honk at each other. Really?
Yeah. That's. I mean, if you don't like it, that's fine.
No, I enjoy it, and it
makes the kids happy, and it makes the families happy.
Yeah, he's getting that. It's eighth grade graduation. I mean, do
that's
we really,
fine.
Do
I
we
enjoyed
really...
my eighth grade graduation. I had a good time. It was a momentous occasion in my life. As
no,
was
no, it's
high
not.
School,
no, it's not.
So was,
he's angry.
So
Mitch,
was college.
Give me one memory of your middle school graduation, Shreve. One memory.
I'll give you a memory. I got to at the afterwards dance that we had. I got to dance with a girl that I had a big crush on, and I was very happy.
That was at the graduation, though. That was at the dance.
Because the graduation happened.
No, I'm not talking about the eighth grade dance. The eighth grade dance is an entirely different thing. I'm talking about the special graduation. Like there is something that is being accomplished here.
Yes,
I mean it's not. It's just going through middle school.
That's an accomplishment, kids.
Yeah, but now there's kindergarten, there's fifth grade graduation, there's eighth grade graduation. It's enough. What you've done is you flooded the market, then now the high school graduation is starting to matter less.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, the high school
graduation. Well, they've already been through the graduation nine
yes,
times.
No,
it's not sacred. That's
it
why
is sacred.
It's not sacred anymore.
I'm 100% with Andy on this. And my mom's a teacher.
This.
She goes through the same thing. I'm 100% on Andy.
But are
with
we
this.
Being, because we don't have kids, are we being the bad guys here? That's what I'm asking.
I don't think you're being bad guys. I think you have your opinion, and I have my opinion. They're differing opinions. I happen to think it's important. Maybe I'm
But
skewed,
it's your job, though. No,
because
no, you
it's
should
my
be.
Job, and I have children. So I have two things working in favor of graduation that you two don't.
What should be the poll question? Because to me, eighth grade graduation, enough with it. It's just a way. It's a way for self-inflated importance, and someone's probably making money off this. That would be my guess.
I'll tell you one thing.
Someone's making money off this.
I ain't making money off of
not
this. The
you.
Schools aren't making money off of it. The parents, for sure, they're not making money off of it.
Texas says, was his eighth grade crush named – I'm not going to – it's an Emily one. I'm going to stay away from that. Help me with this one. Mitch got a Sterilite of Nightcrawlers for his eighth grade graduation. Is that how you say it? Is that a fishing term? Does anybody know?
Nightcrawlers is a type of bait you use for fishing.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Is having a graduation ceremony for eighth grade unnecessary?
Is it necessary or unnecessary?
It's unnecessary.
I hate saying this.
You guys are just going to go sit in your cars and that's it?
No.
What are you going to do? You can't be around people. You got a social distance.
I'm going to be under the pavilion, and when the kids walk through, I'm going to hand out their little packets.
Oh, so you're going to be that close to them?
Yeah, but there's going to be masks and stuff.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
See,
why do you even have to tempt it? Why do you even have to get that close? There's no reason. See, now I'm pivoting against you in the schools.
That's fine.
And this is not where I wanted to start today.
How
dare you? Heather Dinitz was on the Midday Rush with Lachlan McClain and said something today about college football playing.
It was very important, I'm sure. But, no, it's not going to be like we're not going to be in the same building together or – even close. Most people are going to be in their vehicles.
Big Easy says, and he's listening again today, and
he did not
let us know. In fact, let's get something lined up to tickle Big Easy here on the show. Graduations pre-high school are 100% for the parents. I would agree with that. And the parents make it the graduation day theirs as well by hooting and hollering when their kids are going through a line.
Talk to the kids. Talk to the kids. Talk to the eighth graders that don't have a graduation right now, and then come back to me and tell me it's all about the parents.
I mean, really?
Talk to the kids.
The kids don't have an eighth grade graduation. Oh, the horror!
Hey.
Not an eighth grade graduation. I'm not going to get my packet from Mr. Strebel.
It means something to them. And if you all want to make fun of it and laugh at it, that's absolutely fine. That's fine. It means something to them. I've gotten many emails and messages from them, and they it really sucks for them to not be able to do this. I know TBG went on Twitter and started a fire battle over this.
TBG, wow.
Yes, and everybody's, oh, it doesn't mean anything. If it doesn't mean anything to you, that's fine. Good for you. It means something to the kids, and that's who I care about, is the kids.
I mean,
if
the kids only care because it's a half day for them or whatever. It's not a real school day for them.
Yeah.
That's exactly true.
That is not true at all.
I mean, you do, like, 9 out of 10 kids will forget your name by, like, summer. Like, that's
1,000% not true.
Like, next year they won't even remember who you are.
That's 1,000% not true. I have kids in high school come and visit me at the school all the time. They send me messages on Facebook. They send me emails. Hey, Mr. Strebel, how you doing? I see them out in public. They buy me a beer when they're in college. Y'all can think whatever you want. That's fine. I mean, that's not, you know, that's your prerogative.
Texas says Strebel's actively spreading the virus just like Big Easy.
How's Big Easy spreading it? Because he's milling? he's going to the work sites with the millers.
Oh, goodness.
I did not expect the show to start like this today.
A buddy of mine says, I was leaving Lexington just now, and a group of 20 girls were taking graduation pictures. I'm very glad they were doing that. What a creepy Texas.
That wasn't creepy. I think it's very important for context. So, like, were they college girls taking pictures for their college graduation? Because that would change things.
Texas says, has Ben Rhodes ever bought Strebel a beer?
Boy, no.
Now we're getting into references that people may not remember.
This is true. No, Ben Rhodes is a former student of mine. I've never been in a restaurant or a bar at the same time as Ben Rhodes.
Texas says, this is a public versus private school thing. Public schools go all the way through school together. Private school kids go to different high schools after eighth grade. Yeah, that might be the case as well.
There might be a component to that. Absolutely. I think in private schools it's a little different than in public schools. Not right or wrong.
Texas says, hot take, middle school should be combined back into elementary and high schools. I would actually agree with part of that.
Combined. We go from pre-K to eighth grade, so we are all the way through.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm sure there are a lot of things coming in.
Yeah, there's a couple on here that are absolute haymakers that I cannot read. Mitch, what's the name of the sound that you're going to play to tickle Big Easy before we get into sports talk radio here on this Wednesday where we can talk about no one caring that the Pac-12 doesn't want to play football? Oh, the Pac-12 is not going to play this year. That's too bad.
Yeah, they're not going to be in the playoffs anyway.
Everyone's like, that's too bad.
We're
not going to see Washington football. That's too bad, man.
Yeah.
And the watered-down BS version of USC that we get now.
And Utah.
Yeah, so go. Yeah, they're about the only team. And, you know,
they
really
are.
Yeah, they're about the only team. So go ahead, Mitch. What do we have? What's it entitled? And let's tickle our guy Big Easy.
All right, we'll just tickle him just a little bit. We got Locke mentioning Spectrum during his Witch read.
I mean, he mentioned Spectrum 18,000 times today. 18,000.
But according to him, it's like once or twice a week.
18,000 times today.
Yes.
Go ahead.
For catering, many are ordering those to feed staffs of essential workers, or others are ordering them as donations to hospital workers and first responders. Every once in a while, they break in the Witch box lunches for us at Spectrum. It's always appreciated. Again, witchwitch.com or with the app. Now, if you...
Which was in Spectrum.
Oh, that's fantastic. Even in his read for ESPN 680 and 105.7, he found a way to work Spectrum in. Mitch, I'm addicted to this now. Play me something else.
Yes.
I know you have a bunch today. I saw you edit them down. I saw those being added to the Dropbox. Play something else.
I will not have that opportunity, but the horse shows are at least one of them is scheduled, but you never know. But you can watch that at SpectrumIsOne.com. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. What are you talking about? His horse shows.
Texas says, did Strebel say he was the pavilion or he would be under the pavilion?
Under the pavilion. Under the pavilion.
Texas says, better call Andy Beshear, guys, and let him know James is having a non-Fauci-sanctioned graduation. Yeah, I am a little bit uncomfortable as well. I don't know where all these eighth graders have been. I don't know. It's scary.
I don't think it's scary. I won't go on that route. I'll stop.
Texter, eighth grade graduations are huge for BBN because they don't normally complete high school. That coming down at 437. He got you. He got BBN.
Never heard that one before.
Texter says, I bet Spectrum never effed up Locke's Papadilla order. We didn't F up Papadilla's order. Other hosts took his Papadilla.
Yes.
There is a difference. Uh-oh, someone's calling you. Is that okay?
From Bardstown. I don't know any numbers from Bardstown.
Yeah. Maybe it's Derek Willis.
He'd be calling Larry Vaught, not me.
I swear to you. I saw that.
What?
I want to say I meant to do this, Mitch, and I totally forgot. But I think it was earlier today, or it was either yesterday or earlier today.
Yeah.
The volleyball coach at Kentucky was talking.
Craig Skinner.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought about being on that teleconference.
Oh!
Just to get the questions that we knew that were going to be asked, right?
Yes, absolutely. I guarantee. I see where your brain went from Larry Vaught
you
to
like
volleyball
that, don't
coach.
You? Yes. That's the way that my brain was working.
Yes.
And then we were just going to play that today, but we failed on that. Let me ask you guys something, and we talked a little bit about it, so I want to get into a number of different things here. We do have the Locke sound. He was arrogant about Louisville being better than Kentucky in football, and we can get into the cockiness, obviously, of the rivalry. We talked about that yesterday. Was it Jordan Watkins? I know Mark Blankenbaker touched upon that. It's an odd way for me to phrase it, but Mark Blankenbaker talked about that. And so we are going to talk about all of those things. ESPN, this list is fantastic, and we'll get to Matt Painter here sooner rather than later. I do think for me, one thing, though, that is interesting, and I don't know how to take it, so I'm asking everybody else in the UPS Jobs text line 437-9680 at the Only Sweeney on Twitter, and I ask it because I don't truly know exactly. So let's talk this out, and that is one thing that I mentioned, that Vince Tyre and many other people, okay, have had the thought that there's going to be a college football season in some sort of way. So there's different tentacles to this story, and Vince Tyre today spoke about it and said what a lot of people are saying as it pertains to any sport, not only just college football, that the virus itself and that the health professionals and everybody else. And here's what I ask about football specifically. And if we were an NFL market, I would make this more of an NFL topic, obviously, but it pertains to the NFL and college football, even though they're very different, with one being a student athlete, and that probably is the crux of the entire matter. But how much kicking and screaming is there going to be here? Because it's easy to say now in the middle of May, on May the 13th, on a Wednesday, it's easy to come out and say, James, well, we're going to leave it to the professionals.
Right.
And then if the professionals start telling you in June and in early July and in mid-July and in late July that, hey, we're not going to be able to start this thing, and a lot of that may be, again, presidents making, you know, university presidents having to make that decision with healthcare professionals to not allow kids to come back on campus. And I don't know if that's going to be state to state, school by school. I don't know. In this spring, the springboard on all of this is a number of items. The reason I bring up what is a general conversation, but new tidbits, James, continually get added to it. And again, 437-9680. California comes out and it may be California versus everybody else.
Yes.
California, it sure sounds like them, and then big picture, the Pac-12, what are they going to do, right? If UCLA and USC are not a part of the picture, maybe there's other universities that are not part of the picture. We don't know. What do you do there, right? I know like Alabama plays USC, but Vince Tyre spoke today, and there's no ACC Pac-12 game, so that's not going to affect anyone in the ACC. But, you know, we talk about scheduling. Okay, if you move the season back, well, you know what games are going to be the most vital.
Right.
And those are the conference games. The SEC games matter. You know, obviously the big non-con games matter. but non-conference schedules can be so bad.
Yes.
And so, like, what does it, especially for the schools here, okay? So, like, what does it do for Kentucky, who's not playing a bunch of in-state? And if you move the season back, you're protecting Florida, South Carolina, Auburn, Vanderbilt, Missouri. So if you talk about moving the season around, cutting costs, whatever it may be, Kentucky's looking at all these bum games in the non-conference being at Kroger Field. What does that do? Like, I don't know. Do you keep Kent State on the roster? And if you're U of L, do you keep Murray State on the roster? Mm-hmm. Western Kentucky is on the Louisville roster. Like, these are there's a lot of unknowns. And I keep asking the question when people say, well, it's going to be the medical professionals who are going to make this decision. I mean, the medical professionals are not going to think it's healthy putting 30, 40,000 students on a campus setting, a dorm setting, and then playing, college football, whether it has fans or not. And you can't have 40,000 people go to IU or Kentucky and then say, well, you can't go to a football game. I mean, you can live in the dorms, you can live in the classes, you can do everything else. You can walk around campus, you can hook up. That's what college kids do. But you can't go to a football game. So I wonder how much when they say that, they mean that, or if someone like the SEC, okay, in the South, and this has become a political issue, this has become an issue with heavier Republican force, there is the opening at a quicker rate. You can look at Indiana.
Sure.
Indiana has had more deaths. Indiana has had more fill in the blank than Kentucky, and they are ahead of and we'll get into it at some point. The pools and Dieter and everything else. Because he had, by the way, Mitch, I hate to do this during the break, or I know Nick is there because he was complaining about podcasting the midday rush at 3 o'clock. do we have the sound of Dieter during his night program, last call? I did not hear this, but Strebel tells me that he was all sorts of hot taking last night after Governor Beshear on 93.9 The Ville.
Do not have it. I'll see if Nick can cut it for us. I was looking to see if it was in our mixtape note folder.
Yeah.
And good God, Wednesday today is like.
Should we read? Yeah, I should read this. Hang on. 8:30, Dieter erupts. 8:47, another Dieter eruption. End of hour one, Dieter slashes Mitch. 9:09, talk sports. Damn it. 9:12, caller calls Locke an idiot. Then just 9:43, 9:44. 9:46, Dieter calls Jordan Watkins Morgan Watkins. 9:47, Blankenbaker implosion. 9:50, Blankenbaker, get it in right now.
I mean, from 9:45 to the end of the Dieter show was just Blankenbaker. Just Blankenbaker.
Sounds like
just
it was
being
full.
A hero, just doing sports radio.
Yeah, doing what he's born to do.
I mean, 10:05, Locke leads with VSiN Sports Radio. 10:11, Locke swipes Stoops. 10:13, Locke swipes Blankenbaker. 10:18, rummage on Dak clears throat into radio. 10:23, Locke reality check radio. 10:25, Locke loses connection. 10:37, Spectrum. 10:38, another Spectrum. 10:48, Locke mentions Spectrum again. 10:57, Bronco Mendenhall over Stoops. 11:06, more Spectrum. 11:08, another Spectrum. 11:48, a Musty Locke article. 11:52, Cal has lost his touch. 11:57, Cal continues to lose his touch. 1:40, Bobby V, no evidence he smoked weed. 1:45, masturbation. 2:30, Bob wasn't ready to come back from the press conference.
Oh, my God!
That's just today, and it's only 3:27. That's just today.
We're going to have 200 sounds on Friday. At this rate, we're going to have 200
we
sounds
on Friday.
We can
start at 5 o'clock, and I'd be fine.
Let's go. Let's do it. We might have to. Jeez Louise. I mean, the Spectrum one, what was that, 5?
Yeah, 5 or 6.
5 Spectrum sounds.
Texter says, boy, there's a couple. Texter says, it takes 3 bleeping hours to upload the bleeping midday rush. Listen, I have tried. I don't know what you tell. I've tried. We have protocols. There's nothing I can do. Listen, I feel like Rick Pitino. That's how I feel. Okay?
Yeah. Assistance.
Texter, the noodler's never prepared for the show. Oh, he is. Settle down.
He is. He didn't know, we're going to ask for that sound.
here's your guy who always texts into you.
The inappropriate.
He texts in something inappropriate about graduations. Here you go. You want to read that?
The bottom. Oh. He texted that like 5 times. Goodness gracious.
Texter, Strebel better be drunk at the graduation tonight.
No. No. No drunken Strebel at graduation.
You going to talk about the show at all? Anyone will bring it up?
If they do, I'll talk about it.
Any of the other teachers bring it up, maybe?
Sure, absolutely. Right. I'd love to talk about the show. That's one of my favorite subjects. I'm very happy with everything that I get to do on ESPN Louisville.
Here's the other thing. You can just say 680 because you're not going on 93.9.
Okay,
except
true.
For that one time.
That one time.
Ennis wanted to just leave and hang out with his family.
It left
you to the callers on 93.9. One of the great moments in ESPN Louisville history.
I want
you to know that the texts that were flying around that night, it made me happy. It's not even the phrase.
I think that
just
that,
you up there on the top of the caboose talking as Mark Ennis is the saddest I've ever seen him walking away from Cardinal Stadium.
That may be my favorite day that I've had at the studio because I'd never been to this the legendary ESPN Louisville tailgate, and I was pumped about going, so I got my parking pass. I go, I'm on top of the caboose with Mark. We did the pregame show. Diener came up and talked Jeff Brohm stuff with us. That's the first time I've been on air with Drew. I was very excited about that. And then Jason,
come on.
I had Jason Entz bringing
me. Settle down. That's a little kissing up just a little bit.
Of course it was.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I wanted it to be apparent. Then I had Jason Entz bringing me beers up to the, oh, it was a wonderful day. And then Phil Baker walks up to me. Hey, you want some tickets at the 50-yard line behind the Louisville bench? Yes. I got to see the Mickey Crumb implosion yelling at his coach. And then afterwards, Ennis just says, you know what? It's yours, Round Daddy. I'm gone. Then all the Louisville fans calling in and just yelling at me. What are you doing on my show, Strebel? Get out of here. Where's Ennis? It was my favorite day. My favorite day being a part of ESPN.
Look at you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
The other thing is this, and we'll go to break here in a second. College football has broken away from the NCAA. They just add bowl games where they just all get paid a lot of money, okay? And they get gifts that would make them ineligible for various games if it really happened. If they took a bunch of watches and $300 from Best Buy, a player would miss a game or something, a half or a quarter, whatever it was. So anyway, the NCAA now is like, we're not doing anything with college football. And everyone's like, why would the NCAA? And even coaches like James Franklin, why would the NCAA not give us guidance? And it's like, bro, you guys left the NCAA pretty much.
They really
like,
did.
Like, the NCAA leaves you alone. Yeah. All of the cheating. Like, people only talk about cheating in college basketball. No one's giving a damn about what goes on in college football. Their entire bowl system is built where you aren't even a part of it. No. When you think college basketball, it is draped in NCAA amateurism. Mm-hmm. And in college football, it is not. It is viewed very much as the minor leagues to the NFL, free for the NFL, a free minor league. And I've been laughing by all the people. I mean, college football. I mean, why is the NCAA not stepping in and doing what?
Do what?
College football said, bleep you. We are bigger than you. We are going to work in some sort of a construct with you. And that's it.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're right about that.
That is it. And if college football wants to move the conferences around, hell, they're going to. They did before. They did before. And Louisville is very thankful that was something. And so is West Virginia.
Yeah.
Very thankful. So I've seen a lot of that today. James Franklin's the NCAA needs to give guidance. Like, you guys give, like, college football coaches making $7 million give a damn about what Mark Emmer. Mark Emmer's like, I ain't touching it.
Yeah.
And he's actually right on this one.
Yeah.
What does he have to do? He has to worry about women's basketball, men's basketball, and golf. And that's what he's worrying about, right? Come on. That's it.
And deciding if Olivier Saar can go to Kentucky. That's Well, maybe that's one of the reasons why it's so easy to transfer in college football like Tate Martell did and just say, you know what, I'm leaving Ohio State and I'm going to Miami. And they're just like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, it seems like you go anywhere you want to in college football. They're just kind of like, yeah, go ahead, transfer, no waiver, sure, have at it, no problems. So, no, but going back to your point about California, I mean, their borderline neighbor, Arizona, is like, hey, professional sports. Yeah, let's
Saturday,
go.
Saturday.
Right. We're ready.
I don't know what you even do if half the Pac-12 doesn't play. I don't know what you do if it's moved back a few weeks. Do you just keep moving it? What flexibility in scheduling? Do games drop? And then when games drop, there's usually about 3-4 wins that are built in by scheduling. I mean, Louisville plays Western Kentucky, and Louisville plays, Murray State, and whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And Kentucky plays Eastern.
Eastern Michigan,
Kent State, Eastern Illinois. I mean, these are built in
wins,
and so when we start evaluating the season. You can win 3-4 games against bums, and it makes you look much better. Both programs have done a lot of that.
Sure.
Louisville and Kentucky have done a lot of that. If you ever took Eastern Michigan and Eastern Illinois Kent State, I mean, the bums on the schedule for Kentucky, and they ended up because they're going to be – they'll be favored, I would imagine, against South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's a chance, I don't know what Mississippi State, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But there's a chance they're not favored in any other game.
That's fair.
Okay, well, if you take 3 wins away and Kentucky beats, let's say they beat Louisville and they beat Vandy and they beat one of South Carolina or Missouri, boy, in other words, you can have a 3 or 4 next to your win column.
Right.
Everything, the evaluation tool and process is going to be totally changed if this happens.
So how do they
evaluate? What do you do with Stoops' contract?
Well, that, and then how do you evaluate bowl games? Because usually the line is at 6 games. You win 6 games, you go to a bowl. Is that now taken back to 3 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins?
Yeah.
You have to, because if you eliminate non-conference schedules and you just go by conference schedule only, they're going to have to dramatically reduce the amount of games, because they're not going to give up these bowl games and say, well, they didn't win 6 games, so we're not going to have the Music City Bowl, or we're not going to have the Car Care Bowl or whatever. They make too much money off that stuff to just drop it. So, yeah, they're going to have to drastically decrease the win column.
Texas says, Strebel should give everyone the talk tonight at graduation.
Uh-huh.
Matt Painter loses his mind. We talk about it next on The Take.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, I think Stoops needs to go to Scott Satterfield and reach out to him and say, hey, can you quit the Twitter beef? The way that Scott Satterfield went to Mark Stoops after the game and said, can you stop with the L's down?
And James Strebel.
Don't do L's down to our players, Coach Stoops. Don't do that. It's mean. Take your butt whooping, 45-13, and get off the damn field, Scott. You and Scott Tots, get off the field. Get that upside-down L out of my face. Take your 45-13 whooping and get the hell out of my city.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah, that's what you sound like, Granddaddy.
I know. I honestly black out when I start giving takes
you
like
do.
That.
You
yeah,
do.
I black out.
I could see you start to black out when Mitch and I were mocking you for 8th grade graduation, which you'll be attending later today because you are a teacher.
Yes.
437-9680, Andy Sweeney, he's James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios. And a reminder to always use that promo code RadioXL for a 2-topping extra large pizza and a 2-liter for just $14. It's a great deal. Again, PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. And when you're on the Papa John's app, the no-contact delivery. And obviously, we've been telling you a lot about that. Again, Radio XL. Radio XL is the promo code there. Also should remind you, coming up tomorrow night, the 2014 NFC Championship game, Packers at Seahawks, some of Westwood One's greatest games in NFL postseason history. We will have that game tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and that is all presented by Bosch Lawn Care, BJ Heating and Cooling, and OPC Pest Services. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Mitch, I have no memory anymore. You said during the break that you found 2 pieces of sound. The Nick found the Matt Painter sound.
Yes.
That is, supposed to be pretty funny. It reads funny. I don't know
it
if
does.
It's going to sound funny. So we have that, and we have Diener last night on Last Call. He and Jason Nemus, Diener finding out that it might be July, if at all, Kentucky pools, which I agree with him. It's ridiculous. Indiana pools will be open on May 24th, Memorial Day weekend. That news coming out today from Southern Indiana. I tried to lure Diener out on Facebook. He hasn't answered back yet. We'll see if he's going to. So Mitch, what do we have? Should we play the Diener stuff first? I hate to use all of our good sound in the 3 o'clock hour. Pat 40, by the way,
we got
will join
plenty
us at 4
of good
o'clock.
Sound. We don't have to worry about that.
I want to hear the Diener thing.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we can play it again later on, especially if we have Ennis on in the 5 o'clock hour. But I've not heard this, okay?
Okay.
And I agree, probably. Without hearing it, I agree, I would say, most likely, with what Drew is going to say here. So this is last night on Last Call on 93.9 The Ville. Diener reacts to Kentucky swimming pools not being opened anytime soon.
The pools is a whole.
Right.
This is going to be.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Lakeside used to have the bullpen where there were no rules, and you could basically beat everybody up over there. I don't know if he was a victim of that before they started changing the rules over there, but I kind of feel like there's been a bad experience with a pool that we don't know about, because the attitude with the pools, to compare it to a choir, to me was, yeah. I'm going to need a scientist to explain to me how a choir with people singing and spraying versus being in chlorinated water.
Right.
Is even close to being the same thing. Again,
I know who's in church choirs, right? It's people in the category.
I've never been in one.
Exactly.
We call a lot of things. Choir boy ain't on the list.
Yeah, there are some. I guess there are some younger people, but it's mostly older folks.
Nemus was being steamrolled.
Yes.
Nemus, you're getting steamrolled. You saw Diener. There you go.
Sports
That's what
Radio
I'm,
Diener appeared.
I just love the sentence, or the part of the sentence, I'm going to need a scientist to explain to me, ... That's delightful. And I'm with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Chlorinated water.
So that's what Bashir said yesterday, that the spraying of water and stuff like that is similar to the spraying of saliva and other items, I guess, if you were part of a church choir. Is that the analogy?
I believe that's the connection he made to justify not opening pools. So it angered Drew. It angered Carolyn McClain.
So what happened? I mean, I understand what happens if they just opened as a neighborhood. They get fined?
I don't know if
the cops show up. What do they do?
I think they would probably send police out and ask them to shut it down. I don't think there would be a fine. I think they'd just send out police officers and say, hey, you can't have this. It's against the health ordinance. You've got to close it down.
So you guys agree with me. Big Easy, if you're listening, I need your help here. If that happened, and let's say that Diener's neighborhood pool just decided to say Memorial Day weekend, bleep it, it's 85 degrees, mm-hmm. It's perfect out, it's a long weekend, we're going. We'll stay 6 feet apart, whatever it may be. See, Diener doesn't go in the pool, so he's like, he's good.
He's lounging.
Yeah, yeah. That if you do that, they just decide we're going to do that, okay? They're not going to be loud and boisterous about it like some of the churches who were like, we're opening up no matter what, okay?
Yes.
And you know, let's say they get a day or two under their belt, and then it's found out that this is happening through Facebook, through whatever avenue, social media, again, whatever avenue. Mm-hmm. And the police were to show up, like on a Saturday when people have been out there boozing a little bit in the sun.
Yeah.
And the police were to show up, and some of the people in this neighborhood got arrested, including a shirtless Drew Diener. You know, the arrest, it doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
Right? But that made the internet. How great would that be for business, Mitch? How great would that be for content?
It would tick
up
we'd
pick
around
it.
Here.
We'd pick it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
Diener.
Oh, Diener.
Hashtag
Diener
free
would,
Diener.
Diener would he'd get Sam Aguiar on the phone, maybe Keith Pointer's on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. Morgan and Morgan gets involved.
Morgan and Morgan.
You understand what I'm saying?
Luke
Hancock's now involved. I'm involved.
Jason Nemus is involved.
How about that? Like,
yeah, he's got a representative.
Oh, Nemus, absolutely he's involved.
Yes. This is. Now I'm rooting for this to happen.
Maybe we send out a call to Mitch McConnell.
He's got Mitch McConnell.
Well, let me ask you this.
Oh, yeah.
If Diener and some of his neighbors did get contained, did get arrested, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Would Spectrum News 1 find that worthy enough to be under nightly news that reruns 18 different times throughout the day?
No. No. Not unless they report it first. Now, if it comes from us. No, that's not newsworthy, but if they report it first, it is newsworthy.
Okay, Diener's texting me right now, and that's good. He tonight on their show, There is a Facebook group. Boy, this is very boomer.
Oh, here we go.
This is boomer. You ready for this?
I can't wait.
That they're going to have on the air. It has 724 members, but is growing. Save Our Summer.
Yes!
Listen, I'm with... You know what's in... It is a little bit odd, the difference, some of the noticeable differences in Louisville and living over in Southern Indiana.
It
has been, normally I don't think about it at all until the quarantine hit and everyone was in their home. And then when the rules started to be up to the states, it was very different in many ways.
Yeah.
But I'm with Drew on this, man. I mean, come on. It's like one of those things is... If you don't want to go to the pools, don't go to the pools.
Don't go to the pool. That's
right.
Kind of where
but
I'm
finding
at.
The line. It's like, you know, to make it an NCAA example, finding the line in all of this. And we talked about sports coming back.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we'll see what happens with the Pac-12 and everything else. But Diener's having Save Our Summer.
Well, that
that's
that,
fantastic.
That survey or that poll that he shared last week is starting to get more local news. They put it on WDRB. I think they put it on WLKY. It's up to like 15,000 signatures of people wanting the pools open. And I can't blame them, man. It's about to get hot outside. It's summertime. I understand completely.
So let me what would I do here if that happened to Drew? And we're only joking, of course.
Yes, of course.
We're just joking and having fun here.
Yeah.
If that happened to Drew, would I have to then write the statement for the radio station?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You would. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm going to be seven IPAs in as well.
That's going to make the statement right? even better.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to email to someone in Kansas City or something.
You're going to write it with the IPAs.
Do I reach out to, like, Locke and Carolyn McLean?
No, because
the PR professionals? And say, I need some help.
I think, no, Carolyn would be good because she's pissed off about all this, too.
She's mad, too.
She's mad, too. So if you get, like, an IPA-infused letter press release that's very inflammatory, you send it on to Carolyn McLean, she's going to make that bad boy even more inflammatory. She's going to streamline it.
I believe yesterday was the five-year anniversary of the Barstool Sports guys who did the picketing when Tom Brady got suspended.
Oh, remember, they got arrested.
Remember they did a sit-in in the NFL offices and they
yes,
got arrested?
They got arrested, yes. Yeah,
and now look at him, Diener. They're all millionaires. See,
all
that,
of them.
There you go.
And even Portnoy was arrested at the Super Bowl a few years back. He was like, he wasn't supposed to be there, and he just showed up, and he got arrested at that, too. And you're right. Now he won an auction to be with Roger Goodell in his man cave for Monday Night Football. So sometimes these little protests and arrests work out for the better. Just saying.
I got to get in this group, Save Our Summer.
So do I.
Absolutely.
Now,
that'd be disingenuous, though. Again, I'm Southern Indiana. The super secret pool I go to, it will be open, it will be good to go, and it will be my choice if I decide to go in the pool or not.
Right, there you go.
It'll be my choice. And I don't mind saying if it's crazy out and you can't be, you know, a couple feet away, if it's just packed, then I probably won't go.
Which is understandable. Like one of the things, because we're going to Gulf Shores in June, and one of the nice things about where we are on that beach, it's kind of secluded. Like, we have a house that we rent, and it's not a public beach.
So who's going now? This is where the whole family's going,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is where the whole family goes. Yeah. But again, with the caveat of my mom's there, and she watches the kids while my wife, my brother, my sister, and myself, we all get blasted.
It came up on my Instagram, which is now just littered with IG models at this point. It came up that people you may know, your sister, came up. And she has a private profile, okay? And
yes.
I apologize. I can't remember her name.
Ann Mary.
Okay, that's it.
Yes.
And I saw that she had two people that I follow on IG that are also friends with her.
Really?
You, obviously, are
yes.
one. And the other one's the easiest one in the book, Cooper.
Cooper follows my sister on Instagram?
Of course. Dude, he follows everyone.
And she follows back?
There is a running. God bless Cooper.
Good for him.
I have multiple running text message chains with multiple people that when Cooper likes something, it's always a TV female newscaster, sportscaster.
Yes.
Yes.
He definitely has a thing for that,
he does.
That group of people. female sports reporters or female newscasters.
He would always say that when he produced the show, Mitch. What if we got fill in the blank on? And I'm like, well, good. Go ahead. It never happened.
Oh, yeah. What if we get Mina Kimes on? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Figure that one
call
out.
Call into the DMs of Mina Kimes and get her on.
Diana Russini.
Figure that one out.
Diana Russini. Yes, there's another one. Yeah.
Well, I was even saying even locally. Oh, he's like a big shot. Oh, I'll crawl under those DMs. Like, okay, that's fine.
We're waiting.
Yeah.
Produce. That's your title, producer.
Produce. Listen to him. Produce. I'm kidding.
That's funny, though. I didn't know that he followed my sister and she followed him back. And he did it without even saying something to me.
Of course.
Which is, again, I don't care. She's an adult. It doesn't bother me a bit, but I think it's funny.
Mitch, is your sister on IG?
I don't know. I don't have IG, so I don't know.
I forget.
Do you have a TikTok?
I do. I went viral on TikTok this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about that after the break. Wait a minute. You went so
we have
viral.
We have Pat 40 after the break.
You went so viral that nobody knows anything about it. We're taking an early break, so we will come back at 2 till the hour, and we will talk about this for 2 minutes. So we don't waste Pat 40's time. So Mitchell Hannigan went viral this weekend, and Pat 40, that's what's next on The Take on this Wednesday on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.